Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Dude, I'm ready. How about you? Are you ready? I don't know if you're ready for this.
I don't know. I've been ready since we decided we were going to do what we were going to do.
I think it's going to be fun.
This is going to be great. I think it's a different way to do things. We're going to test the waters, but I think the waters have already churned up the waters, potentially.
The waters above the waters? Are you talking about the firmament, my bro?
The firmament. It's close.
I don't think it's that close.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh. You know, what? Fresh in the news now. Oh, baby. Did you watch the video?
The Mars?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fake as fuck, bro.
Total bullshit.
Come on, man. You're telling me they can't put one camera on that thing until it lands in fucking Iceland? That's where that fucker is.
All those craters. Did you watch that? I watched a 3.5-minute video today. It was from the one angle was looking straight up at the parachute. And then they flipped it around so you could see it dropping to the surface. And what I'm very curious about is, were they seeing all this in real time? Because their reactions and how things progressed really, unless they edited it just right, made it seem like they were seeing stuff and reacting to it in real time, even though Mars is fucking far away.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's kind of weird because everything was supposed to be, it was an 11-minute delay on everything.
Yeah.
So were they doing everything 11 minutes later just to, I mean, everyone knew there was a delay. We were all prepared for it, all ready for it, but
yeah.
I don't know, man. It all seemed a little weird to me.
Why can't they just be honest with us?
That
they don't know what the fuck is out there.
That's a great question, man. I don't know.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Well, on this here surface, anyway.
Yeah, not on Mars, buddy. Because we've never been there. We got nothing there.
There was another piece of footage I saw. I don't know if it was in... It wasn't footage. Was it in a meme or I see it someplace else? But anyway, it was a. They said, "Oh, the Russians were on Venus already. They had a rover there, and they got 3 minutes of, or they got some pictures, or they got 3 minutes of video or something before the whole fucking thing melted."
Oh, okay.
Because there was the split view that I saw was like a on the horizon. It was pretty yellow on the horizon, and then the side by side image. It must have been right before things really turned to shit, it's all warped. Like the horizon was all warped. Oh, and the picture was melting.
Yeah, I didn't see anything about that. That's kind of interesting. I should look into it.
Yeah. What are you drinking tonight?
It's called Bat Squatch by Rogue.
Bat Squatch.
Yeah, it's got a big Sasquatch looking bat on it. It's a hazy IPA. And
is that
good?
I was going to say, does it have anything to do with your topic this evening? Your topic?
No, actually it doesn't. I couldn't find anything that would pair properly with this topic.
Hmm.
Well, what are you drinking before I tell you what the topic is?
Okay. Since this was a mystery thing, because I have no idea, we said we're going to do this, you're going to pick a topic and do all the research, and then I'm basically going to react to it. Then we're going to take turns doing that. So I thought I'd get a beer that looked pretty fucking mysterious to me. And I know I've never had it. It's a 24-ounce Yingling. Yeah, it's a big boy. All I got to do is react, so I'm good.
Yeah, buddy.
It's a Yingling Raging Eagle Mango beer.
Raging Eagle Mango.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 6%, and I could definitely drink this on the beach.
Yeah, it sounds beachy.
It's tasty. I've never seen it in the store before.
Well, it's great.
It's not grape, it's mango.
I said, great.
Oh, is that a clue? Is that a clue to the topic?
No, sir.
Tony the Tiger? Kellogg's? Big Pop-Tart.
I'm sure some of the people involved ate Frosted Flakes. So, are you ready?
Yes, finally.
My topic this week is Cicada 3301. Ever hear of it?
It sounds familiar. I know the cicadas are coming this year. Is that why you picked it?
No.
Is that that weird like riddle thing? The puzzle thing?
Yeah, from 4chan.
Okay, 4chan.
Still not solved to this day.
Really?
Really.
How long has it been going?
Well, it started on January 4th, 2012, and this anonymous user on 4chan posted this message. It's an image, and it's a black box with white text. It says, "Hello, we are looking for highly intelligent individuals. To find them, we have devised a test. There is a message hidden in this image. Find it, and it will lead you on the road to finding us. We look forward to meeting the few that will make it all the way through. Good luck, 3301.
Is the text part of the image?
Yeah. You want me to share my screen with you so you can see it, or?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the image?
So that's the image. It's a black box with white text.
Just looking at it, I have no idea what to even look for.
Well, yeah, you won't, because this image, people went nuts over it. They're like, it showed up on Facebook and fucking Twitter, Instagram, OkCupid, Farmers Meet, whatever. All over the place.
Christian Farmers Meetup.
Yeah. So naturally, some people were like, ah, it's a fucking troll. This reminds me very much of Ready Player One.
Oh, like the Easter egg.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
Yeah, because some people were very much like, nah, this is fucking stupid. I don't want anything to do with this. And other people just were so enamored by it, they just couldn't let it be. I guess some user, I don't know who the user was, on the forum, found out if you took the image,
yeah,
and you opened it with a text editor, you'd find a string of text. Just, it didn't make any fucking sense. But at the bottom of it, it was this phrase, I guess it's Latin, I don't know, but it says, Tiberius Claudius Caesar says, and then it's LXXT greater than 33N2MQK along whatever.
Sounds like Roman numerals.
Well, what someone did was they took it and they put it in Caesar cipher, which is something you can do online, I assume, because it says, okay, Caesar says. So they take it, they put that in Caesar cipher, and they got a fucking website.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was a link that the link led to another image, and that image was a fucking decoy, like a duck decoy. So here's what it says now.
Whoops, just decoys this way. Looks like you can't guess how to get the image out.
Get the message out.
Okay, I don't know why it's a, okay.
People were like, all right, definitely just a troll. I mean, it clearly came, they're just leading us on a fucking, I don't want to say wild goose chase because we got a duck here, but.
Wild decoy chase.
Yeah. So somebody figured out if you took the image and put it into this app called OutGuess.
Okay.
They noticed that hidden in the image itself was more text.
Interesting.
And this text read, here is a book code. To find the book and more information, go to, it's a full website, but it's www.reddit.com/r/a2e7j6ic78hoj0j, /.
Okay.
You can go to this Reddit page right now. It's still up and running. And this is the Reddit page it brings you to.
Holy crap, it's just a bunch of stuff.
A bunch of nonsense, right?
Looks like a bunch of nonsense.
Well, it'll come up a little later that it's... Well, it comes up at the end. Ish? End-ish? I don't know.
Okay. So there's a cipher for this.
Well, they got to a book. And also in this little... It says, here's a book code to find a book and more information. Go to that page. But also in that text, it had these lines and then a random number. It was like 1:20, 2:3, 3:5, 4:20, etc. So,
okay.
Basically, I think what it was doing was giving you line, like line one, go to the 20th letter, or the 20th character, or whatever.
Okay.
The book that they found, it was called the Mabinogian, translated by Lady Charlotte Guest. So, I mean, at this point, you're like, fuck yeah, we're getting somewhere here. We got a book, you know, we figured out the fucking pictures.
One more step. Here we go, here we go.
So then, they use the lines that it you know, the random numbers and lines and shit like that.
Okay.
And they got this. It was a phone number. Well, they got a message. It says, call us at U.S. telephone number 214-390-9608. All words. Okay. No numbers.
Take it. Man, this is deep.
Yeah, I kind of thought about calling it. What do you think?
Right here, right now?
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, crap. Yeah, do it.
Can we call it with Zoom?
I don't know. I don't know if you can make mobile calls or anything with Zoom.
I don't know if I want to call it with my phone, man. I'm just curious if it's still up and running. So if you call this number, this is what you're going to get.
Very good. You have done well. There are three prime numbers associated with the original final .jpg image. 3301 is one of them. You will have to find the other two. Multiply all three of these numbers together and add a .com on the end to find the next step. Good luck. Goodbye.
Could you even hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
And it was super low.
So 3301 is a prime number. And according to that, there's two more prime numbers associated with that image or that weird image of the moth or whatever the hell that was. The hell's that thing?
It was a cicada.
That's right. Cicada. That makes more sense. So what is the image? Is it the image of the text or is it the image of the cicada?
Well, it says, so I do have a translated message. It says, very good. You've done well. There are three prime numbers associated with the original final JPEG image.
Oh, the final one.
The original final?
The original final.
Yeah, it's the original. 3301 is one of them. So you'll have to find the other two.
Okay.
So you're probably like, well, what the fuck are these numbers, right?
Yeah.
The other two numbers were the height and width of the original image. And it was 503 and 509.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So when you multiplied all the numbers together, 3301 by 503 by 509, it equals 845,145,127.com. Yeah, so you put it into an address bar. You got the www.845145127.com, and they were taken to a website that had an image of a cicada on it and a countdown timer under it.
Okay.
If you click on this, you don't really get shit anymore. I've tried. I guess you're seeing me try right now, huh?
Yeah, it's not. It's thinking about trying to come up. But that's funny how in the address, it had, in the beginning, it was www.1. But behind that, I don't know if you clicked on something beyond that, but it had something in there about hacking and then ethical hacking in the address itself. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. That's pretty interesting.
I don't know if you clicked through or around any of that. That was interesting. I don't know.
Oh, what you just witnessed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was closing out a couple of tabs.
No. I mean, when you had that website up and it wasn't doing anything, it said, there it
is. Oh, yeah, hacking.
Hacking and then ethical cracking and something else.
Huh.
What is all that?
I don't know.
Ethical cracking and penetration? Is that what you said?
I don't know. Look, I look at some weird shit here. What was it? 185.
Was it one, or was it just 815? 867-5309?
845-145-127.com.
Okay.
Yeah, see? And then it does...
All that shit just keeps... Just comes up.
Yeah. Anyway, you can't really go to this website anymore. I guess because the timer ran out.
Okay.
So when the countdown hit zero, the page got updated with a message that read, "Find our symbol at the location nearest you." And it had a bunch of coordinates under it. There was 14 different locations, and it was in 5 different countries.
Awesome.
Then people were like, okay, this is a huge organization. Like, what is this, fucking Google or something?
Yeah.
Trying to recruit people. Like, it seems like it's got to be a big organization, right?
Yeah.
Not some low-level basement-dwelling troll.
Yeah, not just one dude in his mom's basement.
Yeah. When people got to the location, they found these white posters that had a cicada on it, which is the image you saw earlier, just a black and white cicada.
Okay.
And a QR code underneath of it.
All right.
Here we go again. Fucking Groundhog's Day, ladies and gentlemen. It led to a link, which led to an image, which led to a book, which contained a code inside of it, leading to a website.
Okay. So this organization, whoever this is, wants you to go through these steps and figure out the final answer. And then what?
Well, when you go through that whole step, the whole process again, you go to the website. But this time, only a few people will be able to get into this website. Because then they changed it to say, we want the best, not the followers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they were like, you know what, we know this info is going to leak. We want the people who found it originally and not the people who just heard from their buddy, who heard from their barber, who heard from their cousin to go to this website.
Okay.
The ones who made it in, they were warned to not collaborate with anyone or they'd be disqualified.
Damn.
I don't know how they were notified. I don't know if it was a message. I don't know if it was maybe just something posted on the site. Well, no, because they changed it. See, I don't know.
Yeah, so the final website, if you share that with somebody else, I mean, I guess they could track it if they're this fucking sophisticated, they could track it through sharing someplace. If you shared it on social media anyway, they could see that you shared it. But if you send it through a text message, maybe not so much, but then it would come up as a different IP address from somebody else's device, phone, computer, whatever.
I'm not great with this shit. So IP address, is that linked to my computer or is that linked to my internet? It's linked to my device, correct?
Yes.
And then they can see my laptop was connected to this Wi-Fi at this time and did this.
Yeah. If you start really digging into it, that's how I understand it anyway. Well, your phone, you know, if you're connected to a Wi-Fi at a different place, I don't know. It starts to get a little fuzzy for me for all that.
Yeah. So if my son gets kicked off of the fucking Roblox server, they ban his IP address.
Because he said pee pee poo poo, didn't he? He said pee pee poo poo, get off my Christian server.
Look, you know that knucklehead. So if they ban his IP address or whatever, he could just hop on another device and do the same shit.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, the IP address is that device. So he could just, you know, go from the iPad to your phone or something.
Yeah, seems stupid. But, you know, who am I to judge?
Private entities.
All right, so after about a month of silence from Cicada 3301. Now, they never said their name is Cicada 3301. They just call them that. They've always been 3301. But because of the cicadas and all that shit, they just call it Cicada 3301.
They needed a mascot.
Maybe. I don't know. So after a month of silence, this is what they posted. Hello. We have now found the individuals we sought. Thus, our month-long journey ends. For now. Thank you for your dedication and effort. If you were unable to complete the test or did not receive an email, do not despair. There will be more opportunities like this one. Thank you all. 3301 PS, a shitload of numbers.
Yeah, it's a pile of numbers. It's not pi. Pi starts with 3.14. This starts with 104, 127, 906, and so on. There's a couple of slashes in there. Forward slash, backslash.
Yeah, you know what? Let me save this image.
There's a forward slashes. Because it starts at the top and goes to the down to the right. Yeah? Isn't that how slashes work?
Because you slash them, you slash it forward. That's what I think, anyway. All right, so I'm going to save that. We can share that when this episode goes up.
Okay.
That way people can see the numbers. And that was it, man. They didn't hear shit anymore. That was it. It was over.
Okay. That's kind of weird. We're only halfway through this episode. There's got to be more.
There's more, buddy. We'll get to it right after the break.
Previously on Bring on the Weird, 3301 was like, fuck you guys, we're done.
We're done, dude. But they weren't done, man.
How long were they silent? Another month? Like, fuck, the guys that we got, fucking morons. Ah.
No, they were silent for a while.
So the original one was 2012, you said, when it first appeared. The first thing first appeared was 2012.
Yes.
And up to this point, when this final image came to be, a month, whatever happened before that was up to a month longer. So I don't know how long they waited for somebody to start putzing about until this image came into being. When was this image done? How long did it take to get to this point? Do you know that?
That last one I just showed you?
Yeah.
That was about a month after, you know, they shut down the website, said we don't want followers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But how long did it take? Like, from 2012 was the first image, and then they went through all the other stuff. They found the QR code. You know, they ran through all the different, they multiplied this and that by 3301. How long did it take up to this point where they're like, oh, we found who we wanted to find?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know how long it took to get to where we are now.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, like from the original image, and it was just said 3301, and then they're like, okay, figure this shit out, and they figured all kinds of shit out, and then we got to the point with PS, random amount of numbers.
So my understanding is, I don't want to say it happened quickly, but it didn't take people too long. There's a lot of fucking smart people out there, dude. People who, they understand this stuff, and they're like, oh, like, I would never, ever in a million years think, let me take this image, put it in a text editor, and then I didn't even know what the fuck a Caesar cipher was.
No.
So, I mean, I don't think it took an awfully long time.
Okay.
So we'll get to when the next step starts here in just a minute. But I do want to mention that throughout the time between the end and the next step.
Okay.
A lot of people were trying to copycat them, as you would imagine. People were like, oh, yeah, we're Cicada. And, you know, posting more images and trying to get people involved.
Oh.
I don't know if I should call him Cicada or if I should call him 3301. Either way.
3301 sounds right. If you go back to your other Reddit page there, the user that was posting all those random assortment of letters, there it is, Cage Throttle Us. That was the one that posted all that random assortment, yeah, all that stuff.
It's some crazy looking shit. And that might mean something.
It looks like sentences because there's, like, the first one you have up there, the first series of letters, DJSL, it could be a word, and then space after that is AOLTLZ question mark.
Yeah.
So is that two words that's questioning something? And then there's 1, 2, 3, four-letter words with random assortment of letters, and then I, is that actually I? And then there's three more words, four letters, two letters, four words, and then a comma. So it looks like a sentence.
Yeah, it really does. But it's nonsensical to us.
Right. Unless you have some sort of cipher to figure it out, like if you took all that stuff and put it in the Caesar cipher. What the fuck a Caesar cipher is, but...
I don't know if it would be a Caesar cipher or not. I think the Caesar cipher works for... I don't know. I don't even know. I tried looking up the Caesar cipher, and I tried using it, and I'm even too dumb to use a fucking cipher with copy and paste. So, I don't know, man.
So, if you took a letter, if you could figure out one of the words, you might be able to figure out the cipher, potentially. Like the two-letter word. There's not a whole hell of a lot of two-letter words that we could pick from. A-N-O-F. So if you could figure out if M is the A, then you could just switch the alphabet so that if you put A above and then put M below and then spell out the alphabet, and then when you get to Z, start over. So A would equal M, or M would equal A, and then B would equal N. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If, you know, you could do that a couple of different ways. But if you could potentially figure out if that's N or of or O or OK or something. If it's English, even.
Yeah, so I got a... It's just something I came up with in my head, but I'll tell you at the end what I think this could all be.
Bill Gates.
So, ciphers come up very much towards the end here.
Okay.
Like I said, people were gonna, they were trying to fake it, trying to copycat them, but the 3301 knew this. Cicada, they knew it. So they included with everything that was from them would include a PGP signature, which would allow users to check and make sure it was actually Cicada 3301.
Okay.
And again, I'm an idiot. All I know is PGP signature stands for pretty good privacy.
Pretty good privacy.
But somehow it's just a string of fucking text, and that will link back to, I don't know exactly how it works, but people were like, okay, yep, that's legit because it's got the PGP signature. It's linking back to whatever.
Damn. You got to be on top of your shit. You can't just be some schlup smacking text onto something.
Bro, these guys know, whoever it is, they know what they're doing. Seriously, because...
Fuck yeah.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit later.
Edward Snowden.
So exactly a year and one day from the first message, a new message popped up, which included this signature, and it was almost identical to the first image. But it says, "Hello again. Our search for intelligent individuals now continues. The first clue is hidden within this image. Find it, and it will lead you on the road to finding us. We look forward to meeting the few that will make it all the way through. Good luck, 3301.
So you would assume, I guess a dummy would assume they were going through the same steps. So whatever you did to figure out the first one, you could use the same method to figure out this one.
Correct. Yeah? Correct. Yeah. It basically the same exact first image too. Black background, white text. And this basically played out the way the first one did. The image, you know, they took it, put it in a fucking text thing. Or no, they put this image in OutGuess.
Okay.
Which led them...
Well, that's for the Caesar cipher.
Well, led them to a message, which led them to a book, which led them to a link once they deciphered the code in the book.
Well, wasn't the first one? After that, didn't they get the... Something told them to multiply the two prime numbers by 3301 to get to the website? And then that was something else. So, just... Why couldn't you just skip all the other bullshit and just get to the image size times 3301 website?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
But once they did all this, then they got to the website. But on the website this time, there was a song. It's, I don't know if it was called this then or if it's now known as the Instar Emergence.
Okay.
And I have that song for you right here, buddy.
Oh, here we go.
So, I mean, that's
3 minutes of something like that.
A bunch of that, but, I mean, like, here, is it, at some point, it, but yeah, it's basically a bunch of that.
When the drums came in, it sounded a little closer to tribal, or, you know, along those lines, but if you were musically savvy, you could probably pick out those notes exactly.
So I did look up, I don't know if he was an audio engineer, or if he's an audio producer or what he was, but he was picking through the song. And he had it up, he had his audio levels up, he had his audio, all his programs up, and he was saying how it looked like, I really wish I could remember his name, because I feel bad not giving him credit. But he said it looks like it was recorded, I want to say he said the 90s.
What?
He said it's got like a 70s vibe, but it was recorded in the 90s because there was something in the audio file that he could make out that sounded like it was put on a cassette and then created into a digital. Now, like I said earlier, these computer people, way smarter than me. These audio people, also way smarter than me. I would have never, ever picked this up.
No, but I guess my question is why would he immediately assume that it was recorded in the 90s? Okay, sure, the song has a 70s vibe to it, but why couldn't they have recorded it on a cassette and then transferred it to digital at any point? Why does it have to have been in the 90s?
He said it had something to do with the bit rate. I forget what he said. It was 192 bit rate or something like that, 129.
I mean, he's the professional for sure, but if these people are this sophisticated where they're hiding shit inside of a text of an image and telling you to put it in a text file.
Not even telling you, hoping you'll figure it the fuck out.
Yeah, so why couldn't they be smart enough to record this however they recorded to make it look like they recorded in the 90s on in this bit rate, maybe the bit rate has something to do with it, and then transferred it to digital.
Well, it was for sure recorded on cassette tape or whatever. First. Yeah, because he showed, so in the audio file, there's a certain frequency that stays. It never changes, but when the music's going, there's a little frequency that stays there. And he said that is, again, I just watched it real quick. I didn't even take notes on it. But he said that proves to him that this was recorded back then with some sort of CCTV monitor too close. Because it leaves this like little, like some kind of frequency in the audio.
This dude fucking looked at it with an oscilloscope or something.
Yeah, he was really thorough. Really good. I really wish I could remember what it was. I'm sure I could go back in my YouTube and find it in the history.
What would make him think to dig into it that deeply? That maybe he heard something, being a sound engineer. Maybe there was something in there like, I need to, let me run this through a thing.
Well, because that wasn't the clue. That wasn't the main clue on the page. So it was kind of, yeah, it was kind of suspicious. Like, nobody looked into this. So he said, well, let me check it out. Let me, you know, I'll pull it up. I can visually see the audio. Let me see if there's anything weird here. And he did.
Did it lead to something?
Well, I'm not sure. I watched that. I don't know. I I mean, I just watched that, and there was, it was just some guy
you,
on YouTube.
You watched it in the 90s too, didn't you?
Maybe I am Cicada. So there was another clue on the website, not just a song, and it led to a Twitter account.
Okay.
With the name at 123-150-705-1321. You can still go to this Twitter account.
Okay.
It's still there, and it's kind of the same old shit you see on fucking Reddit.
Well, the reason it's still up on Twitter is because they don't do any of the political bullshit. They don't hashtag left, right, blue, red. So they're not to blame for any of that shit. So that's why they can keep their Twitter page.
Yeah, they're not saying much of anything. It looks like computer... It looks like a fucking robot trying to be a human, these tweets.
It's trying to solve a CAPTCHA with Bit.
Are you looking at it?
Yeah, with binary. Trying to solve the CAPTCHA with binary.
Unreal, dude.
No, it's just a whole bunch of... the stuff on Reddit looks like a sentence. It's a random letters in random places.
Yeah.
But the stuff that you just sent me is just... what is it? 7 letters and a colon? 7 characters. Mostly 000. And then FA5A colon and a whole bunch of other shit.
Yeah, it's...
That makes me think... The first few letters make, not letters, they make me think hexadecimal, as in colors. You ever look at hexadecimal color?
Yeah.
Like all zeros is white and all Fs are black, something like that. Or it's the other way around. But anyway, it's only, this is 7 characters. Hexadecimal is hexagon, 6. I don't know, it's just a whole, there's no spaces, there's no commas, there's no, except for the 000 or 000, FA5A, FA19, colon, and then a whole bunch of just random assortment of numbers and letters. But only up through F, as far as I can tell, and, No, I guess that doesn't matter. You know, 0 through 9, but then
yeah,
some numbers come in triple and single, double, triple, quadruple number.
Yeah, I mean, in the second one, it's 3E60743871A5. Like, it looks like absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
But is it?
I don't know.
Right. We don't know. Guys, you can, as of today, as of our recording, and I doubt anything is going to change because it's been 100,000 fucking years. We're recording on the 23rd. You can go to this fucking Twitter at 123-150-705-1321 and find this. It's bizarre.
All these posts that you have right here are from 1713, January 7th, 2013, which you said the original picture was posted in 12.
Yeah, and then 1 year and a... So I guess 366 days later was the start of the next puzzle.
Was 12 a leap year?
Last year was, right?
If 20 was a leap year, 16, then 12.
And then 12. I guess that fucks up this one, though.
Oh, 367 days.
Unless, so I did hear two different things on this. Okay. I heard it was 1 day less than a year. I also heard it was 1 year and a day.
So between 364 and 366 days.
Yeah, so I don't know if there's any significance.
I don't know.
So when people went to this Twitter account back then, there was this image. There was a tweet that it was a runic alphabet chart.
From that Twitter account?
Yeah, you could probably still find it. But it's called the Gematria Primus, an order and a value as revealed through 3301.
Sacred geometry.
I could probably share this with you.
Gematria Primus, in order and value as revealed through 3301. What? That Twitter account shared this image?
Yeah, that was on the Twitter account, but nobody knew what the fuck it meant, because it It was not part of anything.
Could those the random assortment of numbers and letters that it's posting be part of this?
Maybe.
It goes in order. The value is 2, 3, 5, 7, 11. Those are prime numbers, right?
I don't know.
I think they're all prime. 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, 17, 19, 23, 29, 31, 37, 41, 43, 47. Oh, hell, may as well do the rest. 53, 59, 61, 67, 71, 73, 79, 83, 89, 97, 101, 103, 107, 109. And then those are all associated with a letter and a rune.
Correct. Yeah. Can you see that properly? You want me to zoom in a little more?
I can see it.
People, they didn't see a reason to use it. They're like, okay, well, we got nothing. Well, because when they went there, it was that. All these other tweets and all that other bullshit wasn't there, you know?
I guess. I mean, could you? I don't know. just a random assortment of numbers and letters and then this rune keys. Is it a cipher? A legend? I don't know what the hell it's trying to tell us.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that as far as the story goes? Or is there more?
No, there's more.
All right.
The next quest, I don't know if they used this or what, but it sent them to more posters, basically. But this time there's only 8 locations and only 4 countries.
So they found the smart countries. They're not wasting their time putting it in fucking Madagascar or some shit.
Yeah, I guess.
Fuck those lemurs.
This time, the posters was a cicada.
It looks like a phone number.
Yes, it does. And access YF on this poster.
1-626-586-1033. Well, 3301 backwards.
Well, it wasn't the same on all of them. Every poster had a different number and a different access.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Who do these people think we are? We don't got time for their shit. I think 7 billion humans have time to fuck around with this. Yes, we do. Give me more.
We do. I spent a while looking at it. So, I mean, that was it. It was those posters and...
Really? That's it?
Well, no. But there was no more messages, no thanks for playing, nothing from Cicada. But it still wasn't the end, dude.
What?
So, I assume some people had figured this out, and Cicada's like... Fuck all these normies. Idiots. I'm not messing with them. So on January 6th, 2014, the Twitter account that, you know, we were talking about tweeted out an Imgur link, you know, IMGUR.
Yeah.
That led to a new image that looked very similar to the first two. But this one said, "Hello, epiphany is upon you. Your pilgrimage has begun. Enlightenment awaits," and it was signed, "Good luck, 3301. So, people were like, God, same old shit.
Again. Come on.
So, they were like, I'm out. This reminds me of Ready Player One, dude. What was it, the Gunters?
Yeah, yeah.
They were so gung-ho. They kept going, and people were like, you're wasting your time. Like, there's nothing. The people who stuck around, they ended up finding this book called the Liber Primus, which translates to first book in Latin. And this book was written by Cicada 3301.
What?
And it was written in runes, which is why they were given the chart a year before.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And let me tell you this right now. This book is 74 pages long. And at the time of my research, only 19 have been decoded because of how cryptic it is. They can't figure it the fuck out. It's a cryptic rune book. So even if they can figure out the fucking runes, it's a cryptic message still.
What the fuck? It's cryptic shit on top of cryptic shit.
It's really fucking weird, right?
A lot of people are like, well, fuck this. This is just troll shit. What am I going to do with all this information? Like somebody who works an 8-hour job or 10-hour job 5 days a week or what have you. This is fun, but boy, do I not have time for this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but there's some people who are so fucking involved, dude. I'll tell you at the end. I'll tell you now. I reached out to a guy on Twitter with my personal Twitter.
All right.
Who's involved in this heavily. He responded and told me to, I should check out this documentary. And I did. I was actually watching it when he told me to. So then I asked him, like, what do you think's going to happen? Like, do you think you'll ever figure out who this is? Then I said, don't worry, I won't put any of this in a podcast unless you give me permission. That was 2 or 3 days ago. I heard nothing back. So,
okay.
So I assume he said, I don't know if I trust this guy. So
he never replied?
Never. Nope. I got okay. One reply, maybe two. I mean, he might be busy, or he might just be like, I don't know this fucking guy. Why am I going to talk to him? You know, I'm busy trying to figure out the fucking Libra Primus. But at least he did respond to me the first time.
And he's just like, go watch this documentary. Leave me the hell alone.
It was a good documentary.
What was it?
Actually, I found it on YouTube. It was, I think the creators was Great Big Story.
Okay.
And it was called Cracking the Code of Cicada 3301. It was like a 4-part, I think they were like half hour, 20-minute episodes.
Okay.
But it wasn't so much about this as it was about these guys, these individuals, because there was a female, but we don't know who she is. She's from the Middle East, and she's super secretive because she can't be doing this kind of shit. But it's them trying to figure out this fucking book. And they go to like a awesome. Yeah, they go to somebody, this lady, I don't remember what her name was, but she does this for a living. And then she says, maybe they don't want this figured out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like maybe it's not decipherable.
Oh, so it's a wild goose chase. They did this to shut people up. At this point, they have who they want to have. They've made themselves known. And at this point, it's just gibberish, potentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
So, I mean, there's some of these pages that got deciphered or whatever. And I don't know. I mean, one of them led to a dark web website that, for whatever reason, still no one can find.
What?
I don't understand how that works. And then another one of the Libra Primus pages led you to a link that had another song called Interconnectedness. I have the song. I don't know if we want to start. You want to listen to a second of it or what?
Yeah, a minute or two. I think we're starting to wrap this up.
Yeah. I'm just about done with my notes here. All right, here we go.
Interesting too. Like I said before, if you're any kind of sound engineer, you could pick out those notes.
I found the beginning very interesting. I felt like it was some sort of, I don't want to say MK Ultra like wake up shit, but it was like a do 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 do.
Right.
When I was in school, we did the morning announcements, and when they came on, they played a do 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 do, like a not that same tone, but they hit like a fucking xylophone when I turned them on and played some sort of tone.
Like a, yeah, like you said, like a wake up or a welcome to, something like that. Like NBC.
Yeah, like when we start the podcast, we play our fucking intro.
Yeah.
It, like that. But this reminded me of the same kind of thing. Basically, my last thing here is in 2016, they put out a new message saying, "Hello, the path lies empty. Epiphany seeks the devoted. Libra Primus is the way. Its words are the map. Their meaning is the road." And there, it's T-H-E-R. It's an actual typo in the message. So I don't know if that means something. "And their numbers are the direction. Seek and you will be found. Good luck. 3301. And this message had the PGP signature.
Damn.
Last message, dude. 2016. And no one's figured out the Libra Primus.
It's been 5 years at this point. More than 5 years.
Yeah. Bizarre, dude. Because, I mean, they were posting. They were, when people figured it out, they did more. No one's figured this step out. Now, could it be an ARG? Maybe. You know what ARG is, right?
No.
It's a, what do they call it? Alternative reality game. There was a Twitter user a while back who did this. It was called The Sun Vanished. And he just started posting random weird shit on Twitter saying, like, "I woke up and the sun wasn't here. Day two and the sun." It's basically a social media video game. Not a video game. Like, I don't really know how to explain it. But it's, you know, this kind of checks the boxes. You put a poster. You got people. You got all these people playing. And you're just sending them on. It's just a big fucking fun game for, I don't want to say nerds, but.
Well, keeps the population busy from doing any other weird shit. Maybe we need more of this because people are all fucked up right now.
Yeah. Yeah. But what if, Mr. Will, what if it's aliens?
What if it's aliens?
I have no evidence to back this up, but I do wonder, with all the weird text, all the fucking weird text, and they're looking for special people.
And the runes, unless you can cross your eyes just the right way, you're not going to understand what the hell those runes are.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Could be.
I don't know, man.
The whole thing is just wild as shit. I love the idea of it, but there's no way I could one person actually think of all the potential solutions. Like, you need sound engineers to do this one thing, and then you need somebody who's looking at the code upside down or something to look at it another way. You need somebody else to be like, "Oh, just turn that JPEG into a TXT file and put it in Notepad." What? Who would think of that?
Well, if you watch the GBS, the Great Big Story or whatever, that documentary, you'll see that there's a group of guys, people, individuals, working on these runes right now. And they have, like, Zoom chats all the time, and they're always talking. Well, not Zoom, but video chats, and they're always trying to figure this out. They're working together. They just still cannot figure this out, man.
To this day. And who knows if we will ever know.
That's wild, right?
Yeah, maybe we'll know something sometime. Maybe they're cracking it right now.
You can buy that book on Amazon.
Which one?
The Libra Primus.
Really?
Yeah, I almost did.
Well, maybe we ought to put it in our Amazon store.
Ooh, yeah, we should.
Amazon.com/shop/bringontheweird. If you want to grab that book, it'll give us a little kickback. That's cool. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
If you want to go down this crazy rabbit hole.
It is a crazy rabbit hole, but it's so fucking fun. It's so interesting.
Yeah, I always try to look for, like, weird clues and anything we watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I try to pick up on all kinds of stuff. It seems like either just my wife or even my kids, when we're watching something, they don't really pick up on stuff. They're like, "Oh, man, how'd they know that?" I'm like, "Well, they just showed they showed it in the scene a minute ago. That's why they picked that thing up."
Yeah, come on. With you.
Are you watching the same thing I'm watching? Anyway, is that pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I have, man.
I love it. So many codes.
It's very interesting. And, I mean, there's other YouTube channels on it. I recommend that documentary. The YouTube channel, I do want to mention that I got, so I didn't get all my research from the YouTube channel, but I was watching this guy and I was verifying online, but it's Lemino. It's all caps L-E-M-M, lowercase I, capital N, capital O.
Okay.
And he did a wonderful video on this. And it was
nice.
I forget how long it was, but he covered it all. I verified all the stuff he said online. Great job. And it was very easy to follow. So if you guys want to check it out, learn a little more, go check that out.
Nice.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Real quick. April 2017, they made their last statement.
Oh.
All it said was, beware false paths. Always verify PGP signature from 7A35090F. And it was signed 3301 with the proper PGP signature.
Awesome.
So they're still, I mean, as of 2017, they were still active, still waiting for somebody to figure this the fuck out.
I wonder if that's what they're waiting on. If they're waiting on somebody to figure out the next step, and then they'll reveal whatever's next.
So what do you think, man? I know we got to wrap it up, but what do you think it is? Do you think it's the government?
I hope it's not just a troll. I really want to believe that they are looking for code breakers to break even. You can bury stuff so deep into so many things now. You can put text inside of an image. You have to put it through a text document to find it. And inside that text, you can have another cipher. And inside that cipher, like, it seems like it goes so deep and deep and deep and deep that you can just keep going, and you would need a room full of brains to be like, nope, try this thing. Okay, go over here. We'll figure that out. Okay, go over here. You would need a whole group of brains to figure this out. So if you have, who would have the gumption to do something like that? Where can you bury something like that? Why would you bury something like that? So if you had a code for something to crack into some sort of buried server in some kind of Siberian, I don't know, server farm, you need this one file for something. This sounds like some sort of Dan Brown sci-fi situation on a digital level. Sure, you can hire all the brawn in the CIA or the Marines or any kind of branch of the military. You can get all the brawn and build up all the brawn, but you're gonna need some brains too, somewhere in there. Maybe it's just Snowden fucking with everybody. He's got nothing else to do. He writes for his newspaper, and what else is he gonna do the rest of the day?
They do mention Snowden in that documentary.
Oh yeah?
There was a weird lull, and it was right around the time that Snowden did his shit.
Interesting.
And if you watch the documentary on YouTube, they'll mention it. Also, there's something I didn't take notes on, but damn it, I wish I would have. There's a weird correlation between Cicada and the cypherpunk area. And it was kids back in the day, maybe not MIT, but somewhere, who thought that the internet should be your privacy. You had the right to privacy, the internet, you should feel safe, all this other shit. One of the people in there was, you know what? Oh, I'm going to cut that too. But in the documentary, they mentioned this, and their email address was something, something at Cicada. Yeah, at Cicada. Okay. So in the documentary, they talk to the original members, a few of them, of the cypherpunk era. And
interesting.
They were like, if they don't want you to find them, you're not going to find them. And they pulled in a online security team to find them. And they're like, we can't find them. There's no fucking trace of these people. We don't know what they are. We don't know where they're coming from. Nothing. So it's not some awesome fucking nerd. It's not a fucking dork in the basement. This is aliens. It's the fucking NSA. Or, I don't know what it is.
CNWO looking for new members.
Maybe. I don't know.
But maybe somebody can tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody involved with 3301, 3301, however you want to pronounce it, podchaser.com/bringontheweird. 5 stars, let us know. Apple Podcasts, Bring on the Weird. What else is there? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those things.
Yep. Dope merch. MyConspiracyTees.com/bringontheweird or tpublic.com and just search us.
Yeah, we're in so many places, unlike 3301, and they're just in so many places.
They're everywhere, man. They're not in one place.
Everywhere but nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.